This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hold up, hold up. Baller alert. Baller alert. Baller alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Baller Alert Show.
Baller alert, baller alert, baller alert. It's the Baller Alert Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Susola, how you feeling, my sister?
Friend, I'm feeling amazing. I'm so excited to be back at the Baller Alert Show podcast with all my besties. Hey, young world. I missed y'all.
Yeah, we missed y'all.
We missed so much. Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
Taco Thursday now.
Cinco de Mayo. I was lit. I was outside. I was in Vegas, New York. Vegas was lit for Cinco de Mayo.
While you were in Vegas and New York.
Yes, you were.
Two separate occasions.
I went to the Canelo boxing match. I actually went to the weigh-in, which was really cool. We had the fan fest. We were outside giving out prizes. All these Hennessy autographed Canelo boxing gloves. It was dope. And then we actually went to the fight. That was my first
fight. And did you
ever
make out with anybody's son?
No, I didn't make out with anyone's son in Vegas.
No, not in Vegas. In Atlanta? Never mind.
We're talking about Vegas right now. Why would we be talking about Atlanta?
Okay, got it.
It don't count if it's in a different city. Let alone state.
Anyway, it's a special edition. Junior Choi. JNR Choi. Me and Sue were actually trying to figure out how to pronounce his name. We're going to talk to him and we're going to see how to pronounce his name correctly.
Just know I won that battle, and that bet that we made, you actually owe me half of my money back. Y'all just know that.
First of all, we didn't even bet.
We did bet, in my spirit.
Yeah, we didn't even bet.
Well, I want some money anyway.
Let's get into it right now.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
I sit by myself, talking to the moon.
Now, we have someone from Europe in the building. I don't want to say the wrong city or,
London town.
London.
Born in Gambia. Mm-hmm. Moved to London.
Can you please pronounce your name? Because we were going back and forth. Junior Choi?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
What did you say?
I already told you that you won when I realized that I lost.
What did you say?
Very early on. Let me explain myself. Very early on, I was like, no, friend, I think it's JNR.
It can't be that.
It can be that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why can't it be that?
Because it can be whatever you want it to be.
You can either spell out JNR or it's Junior. You put it together as Junior, you spell it out as JNR.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
So
now, Choi, where is Choi part of your real name?
Yeah, you owe me $50 back from that bet.
Wait, first of all.
You owe me half because
okay,
he
fine,
said it.
Fine.
Thank
fine,
you. I need my money back.
So, Choi is
my son. Yeah.
That's your first name.
My son.
Your last name?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I don't know proper. I speak a lot of bootleg English.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, so coming from London, England, now that's current. That's where you're currently residing in, correct?
Yeah, I guess so.
But you're back and forth to America a lot?
We're just around. We're like luxuriously homeless right now.
I
like that. I'm still
right
in that. Now,
giving me
you've been in Atlanta
time,
quite a few times. I've been DJing and I've been seeing you out. You got one of the biggest songs in the world right now.
Ooh, yeah, come for this ooh. Yeah, put off a certain. Yeah, come say the moon.
In the country,
crazy, yeah,
in the world.
Right. Yeah, someone said it's big in Pakistan too yesterday.
Let's talk about it. Like, the record, To the Moon. Like, how did you start? Yeah. Where did it come from?
It's just from making music. I make music like every day.
Okay.
you know, the process is always different, but in this case it was like I was getting ready to release a winter project. So when it gets to winter time, I start to listen to, like, you know, different kind of beats. Just put away the R&B, put away the like Afro beats a bit, and I start getting into like trap, drill, etc., etc. And this beat happened to be one of the packs that I received. Jumped straight on it, done it in 15 minutes.
But with the person already on it?
Yeah.
That was part of the beat.
It was just the beat, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Jumped on it, done about 15 minutes, put it to the side. And then when I was shortlisting stuff for the tape, it was in that. And so, right, I didn't think too highly of it. I put it like number 6 out of 12. Uh-huh. And then got it mixed and mastered. Everything's been mastered now. And my DJ, he from London, he DJs at every like popping club. So he DJ at like the Magic City and the, I don't know, OPM, stuff like that. He DJ at all the major Mayfair clubs in London. And he teased to the moon for like a couple, like a quick thing in the club one night. And he was like, he messaged me. He was like, bro, you need to come and see this. Like, the reaction was crazy. You need to see the reaction to the song's mad. So I was like, all right, cool. He never says that. I was like, all right, okay. Cool. I came in the next day. And literally I saw it for myself. Like, the song played. Everybody stopped singing along. And then
TikTok too.
This was before all that. This was,
it was before TikTok.
Pre-release. This is grassrooted. This was before it was even released.
Like, yeah. So he teased it. Everyone like went crazy. I had people coming up to the booth trying to Shazam the song on their phone. And that's when I was like, all right, cool, this needs to drop. I was like, yeah. Like, if I'd be stupid not to drop.
Yeah, you knew you had something there. So let's back it up a little bit. What came first? Music, songwriting, maybe modeling?
Modeling
came first. So how did you transition into being an artist?
There was one girl on FaceTime one day, some guy I was speaking to. She wasn't really from my city, so it was a FaceTime time. She was like, yeah, you look like a rapper, you should be a rapper.
What?
Yeah, just like that?
Just like that. And I was like, all right, let's go.
And then you went to the studio and got some beats?
I put on a beat on YouTube, typed in something.
Just like that.
Put on a beat, got my phone out, like, recorded it to the,
just like
beat,
that,
the TV type beat. And then I called it.
Wait a minute.
And then we went to studio. We went to studio the next day. We shot the video by the end of the week and I had it out like the next week.
So this is a friend that you were on FaceTime with that literally said you look like a rapper, even though you, model, which I guess, you know, all right, cool. And you were like, okay, bet, hung up and went to work. This doesn't happen.
Nah.
this is actually never, like, it's unheard of.
Yeah, now when people tell me that story, they're like, yeah, like, been making music for like 20 years. I'm like, oh, wow.
I can't relate.
So how long have you been doing music?
Like 4 or 5.
Okay.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about TikTok because usually it's just one thing. Like, sometimes things blow on TikTok and it just stays on TikTok. It doesn't travel outside of it. Yours went outside of it, and not only did it go outside of it, it went globally. But I want to stay in TikTok because your song is actually like a soundtrack to people changing their outfits.
Right.
People showing their shoe collection, showing their car collection, because it starts one thing and then the beat breaks down. They're at another location. So when they're traveling, how does things, like, when you see that, how does that make you feel as an artist?
I mean, I love the way that it's something you can use in your day-to-day life. That's why whenever I see people using it, I don't know, there's even like a baby I saw yesterday, she's like 3 years old, and she's like, that's her favorite song. She's like, I want to hear that song. I'm like, just seeing something like that, like, change people's day-to-day. Make this little kid happy, or like something they can use to, you know, boost their social media, or to showcase their cooking or dance.
Yeah,
or
it's fire. It's the soundtrack for
like,
me.
Yeah, it's fire that the song's able to, like, you're able to, like, utilize what you need from it.
You almost seem like really comfortable for the amount of stardom and, you know, attention, because this is actually like a really, really, really big global record. Like, it's actually really huge. You're saying it like, oh yeah, 3-year-old liked it, and you know this girl on FaceTime said whatever, but it really just almost seems like it might have been destined. So were you already like a really big time model? Are you kind of, you know, used to fame a little bit? Do you think this is helping you adjust?
You seem very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. I mean
this, it's huge.
I guess, yeah.
Were you already getting to the bag, getting the attention as a model?
Yeah.
So this is kind of smooth. It's like, you know, we're taking it up a notch.
Yeah.
What brands have you modeled with or worked for?
Name one.
Oh wow. Wow.
I'm still in that too.
Yeah, name one. Who have you worked with, Ferrari?
Pause. It's about JNR.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying, I won't steal that.
You can't steal it. That's
not like this. You said JNR, you said Junior. That's fat.
Listen,
you can say what you want.
I still need my $50, though. Like, you still haven't given it to me.
I will give it to you in a second.
Okay? Oh, it's the fakeness.
Now, what? When you got your first big check, did you get your first big check for music yet? I'm talking about the big one.
The biggest that you've had.
What did you do with it? Like, or when you looked at it, you was like, damn. Like, I'm about to, you know, go such and such.
But I just like investing back into what you're doing, you know? Like, that's how I feel like you get the most bread. Whatever you do and whatever, how much you might make from it, it can only grow bigger if you put it straight back into the pot.
Right.
That's kind of what I mean.
What is the pot? Is it, you know, local community things? Is it fashion driven? Is it working with students, mentoring? Is it projects in Gambia? Like, what is the pot?
It will be that. Currently, it's like straight back into what we're doing here. We're running around the States, spending a lot of money on.
How do you like that?
I love it.
You prefer London?
I actually, I miss London every time I leave it.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I leave London, I'm like, I have in London, but like I do love being out. All the states are different, and that's really interesting.
For sure. When's the last time you actually have been in Gambia?
In Gambia, been a minute. You know, been like
just
a couple
about
years. Just because of the pandemic.
Okay.
So, but I usually go every December. So.
Do they? I feel like I'm East African, so I feel like the connection or like them understanding what it is that you're doing as a creative or someone who's not a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, you know, the usual is. Yeah. Sometimes it seems like they don't catch on.
Yeah.
Is this a record? Is this a hit back home?
Yeah.
Are they receiving you?
Yeah, my auntie called me the other day. She's like, yo, your fans are waiting right now. Like,
wow.
Junior Choi in the building. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
This is Special Cloth Alert.
JNR Choi is in the building. Junior Choi is in the building. Now, people were laughing at me on our radio show because I was saying different parts to your lyrics. I was like, pull up the Ting Montana.
You thought you were saying different things. I was saying different things.
Right, but then I had to Google your lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's pull up the Ting, let's turn up, right?
Gone turn up.
Gonna turn up.
Pull up the Ting,
gonna turn up.
Why you got to have the hands?
The whole world was going to pull up the Ting Montana. It was hilarious.
But that's what I was saying on air.
It was a thing on our show.
It wasn't just you.
Okay. And people was like, pull up, Ting Montana.
Yeah.
They were like, Sue kept saying, is that what he's saying? I was like, I don't know.
I was like, I just Let's don't Google think the lyrics. That's what it is.
I heard
is.
Someone say, I don't know who Montana is, but it's lit.
See? Oh, so I wasn't the only person.
No, he said it. It's a thing. All
right. Now, with all this fame and everything that you have going on, how do you stay as calm and cool, collective as you are? Is this like a family thing? Do you get this from your parents, your grandparents? Like, where does this come from, your level-headedness right now?
No, I think I'm just pretty grounded overall.
Okay. Who's this super tall guy? I feel like he needs to play basketball or something. Yeah,
that's PJ.
Probably does.
Does PJ play basketball?
PJ used to play for England.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you're too tall to not do anything else. And you're tall too. Do you play basketball?
He makes me look smooth. Nah, I don't play.
They are both tall as hell. Do y'all ever get tired? Because seriously, like, I went to open the door and I was like, you are tall. Oh, you're tall
too. It's dead every day.
Is it annoying?
Nah, I'm just probably used to it.
Like, PJ looks like he has to bend down to walk in.
Yeah, he does.
I tried to give him a hug. I was at his hip. I was like, okay, this is not okay. So please tell us, okay, what artist do you want to collab with? Who's on your hit list?
Do you have it?
Of course.
I have a semi, Right now it's like, definitely like Pharrell for production, for vocals, Kanye for production, Kanye for vocals, The Weeknd, St. John.
Oh, that'd be good.
That's what's up. Yeah, I definitely get like Kanye, Pharrell vibes. Like, I definitely think that's like the way. The Weeknd, of course. Like, pretty much everyone you named to me kind of gives me like the same energy. Is there someone that's like far left that you can think of? You know, rock, country.
Maybe Lil Baby or, you know, Jeezy or Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane would be hard.
Okay.
Look, that lit him up.
There you go.
East Atlanta statue.
Now, I'm digging the swag, man, and the drip. Do you style yourself?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, just proud of today.
Hey.
Proud of you.
So proud of you.
So proud of you.
Please let us know, let our listeners know where they can follow you, what to keep up with, why they should follow you outside of the music. Because I didn't know that you were so multi-talented. I didn't know you were a model. And then for you to be like, okay, I worked with everybody. Name them. Like,
100% on every social media is JNRCHOI.
I know.
It's going to be a beautiful ride.
Where did the JNR come from? Like,
my name is Junior.
Are you a junior?
So this is like your name. No. I'm just saying, you know, I got the surname part, yeah. But we didn't address the first part. Yeah.
I kind of figured Junior at that point.
Okay. All right. Do we have another single coming out soon?
Very soon.
Can we get a name or is it going to be a feature? Because you did the remix to the moon with Gunna.
Right.
And how did that happen? Did you guys talk or was it like a surprise thing?
He liked the song.
Mm-hmm. He liked the song and just hopped on it?
It was a vibe. Like, it was a surprise, but I was like, this is fine. Because he kind of teased it beforehand. Put on the story.
Okay. He did a great job too.
Amazing.
You know, sometimes sometimes remixes aren't as good as
that's your favorite one.
I feel like.
There's three remixes, but that's my favorite.
Okay, hold on. Wait, so it's two others?
Yeah, there's one more.
What's the...
So there's the original, then there's Gunna remix, and then there's the remix with... Fabio, G Herbo.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you've heard it.
I'm tripping. I've heard
it. Definitely heard it. For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. So we got a single. Do we have a date on the single?
Not a date, but very soon.
Okay. I wish your record label.
I wish the label people
weren't here. I'd probably make you say it.
You got to let To The Moon ride. It is a wave. It's still going strong.
It's only
going
to bless it even more.
100%. Give it some time.
So the new one's a vibe. You're super confident in it. 100%.
I literally told the boys the other day, I said, forget everything we've made.
Okay. Does it have a feature on it?
No.
Okay.
No, as of now.
Is it similar?
It's no. Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
Okay.
It adds a whole new sound.
Word. That's refreshing. Okay. Okay, I'm excited. I can't wait. Because listen, we're impressed off this first record.
Thank you.
So, you know, unfortunately, you got to come boom, boom, boom. You feel me? So we're expecting, and I can't wait.
That's the easy job, though.
I'm sold, so it's all good. It's all good.
I just expect it to be genuine, no matter what it is. And you definitely give that energy that you're going to do what you want to do, what feels good. And I think you're going to see that return in your you know, success. Thank you. Congratulations to you. This is so exciting. I don't think I've ever met an artist like this big from Gambia. Like, this is dope.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Gambia on the map.
Yes, I love it. Are you a TikToker?
My TikToker.
He caught us with our pants down. Yeah. We were in here doing TikToks and we were like, that's what we were doing.
I was wondering, are they dancing or are they like?
Yeah, we're doing it. They're doing yoga. You know, we got to keep the content. We got to keep the content going, just
keep
like
the
how
blood
you
going.
Artists do.
No,
why do you young artists all have two watches, bro? Like, why all artists have two watches?
One's to actually tell the time.
And what's the other?
This is true.
The other one is, you know, this is an Apple Watch, so you can keep heart rate. He's checking my health.
Okay. Some nonsense. Nah, it's a pleasure.
Some nonsense. Yeah. He just came up with that one.
It looks good with the fit. Like a smart, like.
No. I got you.
Look like I'm going to school today.
I'm just talking smack.
I'm going to school today.
Always a pleasure, bro. Listen, you're always welcome here. When the record comes, hopefully when you're in the States, pull back up on us.
100%.
Let's premiere.
I love it.
Appreciate you. Junior Choi. JNR Choi.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
This is Special Cloth Alert.
Time for us to get up out of here. Sue Solo, Baller Alert Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Give me some shout outs, Sue. Zan?
I want to shout out all my best friends from, you know, down at the southern tip of Florida, all the way up to Canada. Everybody all over the world that's making me feel good and loved and special. And look, honestly.
You don't want to special out a special somebody? No?
What? No, of course I don't want to do that. You know better than that. Why would I do that? Not today. I'm not feeling the vibes.
Oh, got it.
I'm feeling the vibes.
Okay. Well, I want to. Are you done?
Yeah. Yep. I am. Cause you just keep trying it.
I just want. I want to shout out to my guy Future. Dropped the album, went number one. Dropped some records. One of the records went number one. He's got a couple of songs on the album that I love. Massaging Me for a Nut. Chickens. 7:12 p.m. Now, when 7:12 p.m. come on, it just do something to my self esteem. And then I follow that up with Chickens. I don't know what my favorite song is on Future's album. I'ma just say All. It's a fine piece of work, 5 out of 5 from Big Rock. And I don't give a damn what y'all think. If y'all thought it was a 1 out of 2, 1 out of 5, 1 out of whatever, it was 5 out of 5 from me. Ferrari Simmons, Future Highs. See you next week. Or next time. See you next time.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.